Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, on this Veterans Day 2020, as we give you tomorrow's news tonight right here, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, including across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow me on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, all lowercase, the Captain's America, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, our number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I want to say something about Parler and then give you a chance, because you're over there too, but you just kind of sort of just barely got there, right?
I got there just about a day or so ago, that's right, and set up a new account there, and really excited about it.
What's your name? What's your handle?
Well, my handle there is at Kyle Warren Show. So Kyle Warren, at Kyle Warren Show.
All right. And mine is at The Captain's America. Now, I went over there and filled out an account on Friday, and I started to post a few things over there. And then, of course, I started to watch what's going on. And since Friday, and it hasn't been a week, we're over 500 followers so far. And just in the last hour, Kyle and I were sitting there watching, and what was it, about 5 minutes, we added 100 people?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
And I've said it like maybe three times so far.
That's right. Yeah, people are flocking to your account. That's
so amazing. That means that there's a large radio audience that's out there listening to us, and they're going over there and they're following the show, because I posted the podcast over there, some news articles over there, some points of interest as to Veterans Day, where I was going to be, and veterans in general. I posted the Toby Keith song over there, too, to honor all veterans, and that got a big response. So there you go.
Absolutely. No, it's very exciting. And a lot of people we know are going over there, setting up their profiles. And exactly.
I've got some people from Fox News that are following me, from Newsmax, from One America News, and some different radio broadcasters. Some of my pals are over there from the networks that I'm on here. And it's kind of interesting. So there you go.
Absolutely, and I can just say, buckle up. We're going to throw it in gear and keep following the captain. It's going to be a great ride here.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I want to talk about the two key conservative U.S. Supreme Court justices that were kind of throwing out smoke signals yesterday about the Affordable Care Act as they weighed in on the fate of the landmark lawsuit that provided health insurance to some 20 million people. They suggested that Obamacare may not be thrown out. One of them was Justice Kavanaugh. The other, of course, was Justice Roberts.
Right. Well, what this really entails, I think, Captain, is they're taking a look, of course, at the individual mandate. And, of course, that was brought down to zero, basically, I think, back in 2017 by the Trump administration and passing that. But basically, the way as they're looking at the Obamacare law as a whole, their quest, well, their question, I should say, is going to be whether or not the entire law falls apart or cannot stand if the individual mandate is ruled unconstitutional, and whether or not that would have been the actual intention of Congress that the law could not stand without the individual mandate. So I think that's why we're hearing those kinds of rumblings. So is it a foretelling that they're not going to strike it down, or they're going to remove parts of it in terms of having it be have a severability out of it? We'll see.
Now, there are three Republican Pennsylvania congressmen who are saying that fraud was definitely at play in Pennsylvania's vote count, and they are calling for a federal congressional investigation of the election in Pennsylvania.
Well, exactly. Again, we're hearing these kinds of things and seeing these things. We're getting affidavit, you know, sworn statements from people saying what they saw. We're hearing descriptions of what appears to be people filling out extra ballots or this kind of thing. And it does bear investigation.
And ballot dumps.
That's
in the middle of the night.
Exactly. And in other words, Captain, this has all the hallmarks of some kind of, you know, bad political, you know, drama movie where, you know, the nefarious, you know, side is trying to bring in, you know, these extra ballots and fix the election. Well, this is all, I mean, it's not even being done well. It's almost too obvious.
By the way, I had a message here just about 30 seconds ago from somebody that says, you see all those flags that are showing up at the Biden rally when he goes to the parking lot now, waving out there in the crowd? And we've seen them, right?
Yeah.
Those are being handed out to the people.
Well, of course. That's right. Yeah, because all this continues. It's just like a campaign event.
Yeah, we brought our flags with us when we had the Trump rally here in Tampa, the big Trump rally.
Mm-hmm.
We brought our flags with us, and these people are getting flags handed to them because they don't carry the American flag with them.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, boy. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, when we come back, there's some other things to talk about. COVID-19. Is on the front burner right now because of what some people are saying, not just Dr. Fauci, but also Vladimir Putin and Russia. Wait till you hear what Russia's up to right now. Holy cow. You think we got problems here? I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren and the callers we have online are brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, I'll tell you what. There's gold waiting in that dollar windshield you got out there, because if you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked and you got a problem or you can't see in it, you want to get that thing replaced, you'll not only get a free windshield, you'll also get $100 on top of that planked right in your hand when you have the windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Never seen anything quite like it. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, the van you're driving. And, of course, here in Florida, you have to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, Sarasota, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, give you a great premium quality windshield, and $100 dropped right in your hand when you mention me, the captain. All you got to do is give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, for Auto Glass America, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. All right. Well, we got two callers on the line. I'm going to go to caller number one. That's Mike in Clearwater. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Captain and Professor? You know, Professor, I see the results of this election right now. We gained seats in the House, and we're probably going to gain a small amount of seats in the Senate. So for them to say that nobody wanted to vote for the reelect the president, that right there in and of itself doesn't make sense, because if the people really wanted Biden's policies, yeah, they would have given them full control over everything.
Who's the they that's saying it? It's not us.
It's the Democrats.
Thank you.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But the thing is, here's the thing, Professor and Captain. I was kind of at the point where I'm like, okay, well, you know, this was stolen from us. It's only 4 years, and then we can have a shot at getting this clown out. But now I have renewed. When Mike Pompeo said that this will be overturned and the president will get his second term, What do you think, Captain? You know, the Supreme Court says, well, we may not take that up, and we may just let it be, but is it possible that it could be overturned? And if it is overturned, I can guarantee you the all hell is going to break loose, you know, rioting and everything else. So I want to see what the professor and you have to think about that.
All right, hold on. Okay, thank you very much, Mike. Okay, you first, Kyle.
Well, yeah, thank you very much, Mike. If President Trump were able to prevail in this, you're absolutely right. We're going to see violence. Most unfortunately, it is going to be, I think, a matter of course for the left in this country. Now, of course, these court challenges are going to be very serious, and one would think that if, in fact, it does get to the Supreme Court level, that they will at least hear the case, because there are egregious violations going on. And one of the things that would have to be put right is the fact that so many people have been disenfranchised by the actions of these bad actors, basically. But the idea, of course, the idea we'll get another chance in 4 years, that is true. But right now, of course, the Biden transition team is planning to do everything possible to make sure that in the 4 years, we're not going to recognize this place, I think.
Yeah, that's it. Now, let me go to caller number two. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's James in Colorado.
Yep.
These people are fooling around with these ballots. Better think twice about what you're doing. They may want to come out before they're actually chased down. Because you got the federal law says that destroying, defacing, mutilating, or altering ballots or official voting records, you're looking at $5,000 or up to 5 years in jail. That's U.S. Code 52, Section 10308. And I made a mistake last time when things came up about the government going after an individual. And I said, gave the wrong information. It was the deprivation of rights under color of law. What this is really doing, and this is really current now, you heard about the reporter in Michigan that's being attacked by the and threatened by the district attorney there?
Sure.
For reporting on this stuff?
Sure.
Well, he can, U.S. Code 42, Section 1983, has the real civil action for deprivation of rights. And it talks there of deprivation of rights, privileges, or immunities. Hello, First Amendment, the freedom of the press, freedom of religion, you know, Massachusetts, secured by the Constitution and laws, shall be liable to the party injured in an action in a lawsuit, in equity, or other proper proceeding for redress. She better watch herself if it goes her step, because that reporter can take us for everything she's got as a person. Not her job won't cover. Same thing with that district attorney over in Massachusetts. Insist on dragging a guy through the mud. He can go after that district attorney personally.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about that. Thank you very much. Now, Kyle, first of all, I would like to think that if somebody has an attorney, that the attorney would know what James was just citing, right?
Right, right.
And if the attorney doesn't, then maybe you got the wrong attorney.
Right, exactly.
Because you need to have someone that's familiar with constitutional law, because he's talking about laws, specific laws and specific statutes and all that. But I want to go back to, because I didn't say anything about what James said. I let you say something to begin with. First of all, the Supreme Court is not going to overturn this election. Okay, they're not going to overturn it. They can't do that. And we can't have a new election. But what they can do is disallow because of regulations. And by the way, the state Supreme Court of Pennsylvania violated their own constitution when they established a law by a court decision, changed the law, rather, by a court decision to what the Pennsylvania state legislature had to do themselves. Only the legislature was given the constitutional authority in the state of Pennsylvania to change anything to do with election law, not the court.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. It goes directly to the idea of the separation of powers, not only at the federal level, but at the state level as well. And this is something that the Joe Biden administration will want to change fundamentally for the Supreme Court by trying to pack the court. And that will forever erase, I think, the real independence that we see the Supreme Court of the United States, that what it has right at this very moment. This is crucial to our republic right now.
And what we are continuing to hear is that envelopes were destroyed with postmarks on them, which established the dates and the times that the letters were sent or received at the various election offices, which, again, most laws were 8 p.m. election night. And some of these states that they're in, Pennsylvania being one of them, which is why there's these votes that are being tracked. By the way, Georgia was another one. Michigan was another one. And there was, what other state? Was it Nevada? Might have been Arizona. One of the two. I don't remember which one. But this was, we keep hearing about 8 o'clock on election night. And a number of the envelopes that these things came in that would have verified what time they showed up or when they were postmarked were thrown away. That means, technically, under the strict definition of the voter laws that are in place, that the votes don't count because they can't be verified as to when they came in.
Well, exactly right. How many other things in our life, Captain, are there deadlines about? If you, don't
just about everything.
That's right. If you don't pay your electric bill by such and such a date, you might get your electricity cut off. You might get a late fee. These kinds of things, everybody deals with these kinds of things in their life all the time. But when it comes to voting, again, because you have the liberal left in this country, it works to their advantage, and so they will continue to try to game the system like this, or to make unreasonable demands on the system.
Yeah, of course. So for you people that are out there that have chimed in and opined and said, well, they're going to toss, we're going to vote over again, we're going to this. I've actually had people say, well, we need a new election. It's not going to happen.
I don't think that you can make a case to have a new election.
We can't. The law doesn't provide for it. The Constitution does not provide for a second presidential election.
No, it doesn't. But at the same time, it does. The law or the court can try to rectify these kinds of things.
Correct.
and make them have to adhere to the election.
And it's been done before by the Supreme Court, where they've taken blocks of votes and thrown them out because the violations over there, where they violated their own state law or they violated the Constitution somewhere along the line. It's been done before, so it's nothing new. So therefore, when Judge Alito used that 8 p.m. guideline, take all the votes from that and set it over here to the side, yeah, you can keep counting them, but put them over here. Don't add them in your total count, which is what they're doing in Pennsylvania. We're going to see what's going to happen, because I think that's where they're going with this.
Well, exactly. And the real key factor here, Captain, is that we have a rule of law. We have a way of interpreting that law, and we have a Supreme Court to do the final interpretation.
Now, if for some reason, folks, we don't win this and Donald Trump does not win the election, we have 2024 to start thinking about Trump 2024. And, oh, by the way, then that's when we talked about what could happen with the Trump News Network, which could be very interesting. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, hang on. When we come back, we're going to have another dedication out there to all the veterans. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As President Trump's campaign continues their legal challenges in Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania,
His officials and supporters remain confident that when the process has been completed, the president will retain the White House. Taking questions from reporters Tuesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said there's no reason to believe the State Department wouldn't be able to fulfill its national security functions no matter who wins the presidential election.
The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, and successful with the president who's in office on January 20th, a minute after noon, will also be successful.
USA Radio News has not called the election for either candidate and is instead waiting for all legal challenges and investigations to be completed. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Wayne Allyn Root will be on the program Friday morning talking about his new book that he's got out now and talking about what's going on in Nevada. We're going to get a first-hand report on what's going on in Nevada with the vote counting there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah, the injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah, measure their success by only one thing, and that's your success. Now, since they opened their doors back in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for their clients. Now, they've got offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans that can help out our military with problems they have. Now, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and they're dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So, whether you've been injured in a car crash, a truck accident, slip or fall on the job, or whatever, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. All you have to do is visit them online at farrahandfarrah.com. That's F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Or give them a call 24-7, 877-245-6707, 877-245-6707. And here comes another dedication out there, Veterans Day, to all the veterans that are serving.
ask me where I come from. Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle flies. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it's cost to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. That bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud to do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly.
Yeah, Aaron Kippen. And by the way, Aaron Kippen's a trucker. I don't know if you know that or not, but he's got trucks of his own out there hauling up and down the highway, and every now and then you'll see him, AT Trucking out there. So when you see him coming out of Tennessee, that's his guys driving. And Kyle Warren, that's another one that just gets the blood going there, Kyle.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great song.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm telling you. I mean, you know, I hope the people understand when it comes to days like this. Sometimes they go, well, you know, you're over. Once in a while, I'll get somebody go, well, you know, you're kind of overdoing it a little bit. I can't do it enough. Are you kidding me? I can't do it enough. I've got an American flag on the wall I'm looking at over here to my right underneath the TV. I've got another small American flag in the studio beside me where the producer for the programs, when they have a producer, because I'm my own producer, looks up and sees a flag there. I got one behind me in the studio behind me. And every studio in this radio station has some sort of American flag in it. Every studio.
Very cool.
I challenge other radio stations to tell me they do the same thing. I've got seven studios right here, right within sight of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I challenge any other station to tell me they do that. They don't. They don't. Yep. But we do. We do, and we're damn proud of it. And if you don't like it, that's, like he says, that's too bad.
That's right.
All right, let's get back here to what we were talking about. You know, you can't make this stuff up, because when it comes to the stuff that's going on here right now, it's just, it's wild. The FBI. Is Christopher Wray going to be the next one to go? Because Donald Trump is now installing what I guess you could call would be loyalists into his administration after he's been screwed, blued, and tattooed so many times.
Well, that's very true. And, of course, now some would put it in the context of, well, now he's a lame duck, and why is he moving these pieces around, as it were? But I don't think Donald Trump is counting himself out just yet. I mean, it is a Herculean effort to go back through these election irregularities, to put it mildly, and see if it changes anything. But you know, Captain, it's pretty interesting that, you know, you still have some places out there that are not calling these different states and have not yet given Joe Biden 270 electoral votes to essentially win the presidency. So there's a lot of ways to go here. And one of the things that we keep hearing is, well, it was 37 days with Al Gore, Bush v. Gore.
I know.
2000. So there is a process here to play out. And I think President Trump you know, is going to play this out. And but of course, the media wants a very fast decision, and they want to essentially shape opinion to believe that for people to simply say, okay, enough is enough already. You know, the race has been called, and it's time to, you know, just move on. But again, you know, and that would be fine under normal conditions, but these conditions are far from normal.
Yeah. Now let's go back to the COVID stuff here, because I kind of left that hanging out there a little while ago. The Health and Human Services Secretary, Mr. Alazar, has said the hospitals are going to get Eli Lilly's treatment first for the COVID-19. Now that's the treatment that was given to President Trump that got him over the hump when he came down with this. And he did come down with it. He just didn't test positive. He came down with COVID coronavirus. The government's working to ensure that Eli Lilly's treatment will wind up in the hospital so they can use it. Again, we reported earlier that the Biden coronavirus task force, a couple of their members, want to take this development, the vaccine in particular, and ship it overseas to Europe and let them have it before we get it. That's asinine.
Well, yes, there's got to be a better way, obviously. These are the kinds of things. And I don't want to say this to be funny, but it's almost like, well, I think we better get used to these kinds of things coming out of what could be a Biden administration, because you know, it just doesn't seem to make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, this whole notion, of course, of having the vaccine is the idea,
yep,
of getting back to normal. The question is, do they want us to get back to normal anytime soon?
Now, little Dr. Fauci came out yesterday and said, well, if the FDA approves the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, I'll take it.
Yeah, and why wouldn't he? You know, and why wouldn't anybody? But the politicians want to make some kind of distinction that because President Trump is still president, at least until January 20th, given, you know, what we know at this point, they're still not going to take the vaccine because, or they need to delay it because it's under President Trump. Talk about asinine. This is the most weird sort of response. And you know something, Captain, you know, this was done to us in one form or another.
Thank you, China.
Exactly. Whether it escaped or whether it was deliberate, whatever it was still done to us, and we're trying to respond to that. You would think that any leader in the United States in any capacity would want to say,
well,
we've got to do this now and get us back to normal.
Listen to what Russia's about to do. And this is coming a la Joe Biden from some of the feelers we've heard tossed out there by some of his COVID task force people. Moscow is going to close restaurants, clubs, and all multi-person venues for 2 months starting in November 13th.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
And that's 2 days from now.
Yep, that's right.
That's what's coming if Joe Biden gets his way, because I heard one of those people yesterday say, well, you know, we need to close because we got this COVID-19 thing. Yeah, sure. No, we don't. All right, hold that thought. Kyle, we're coming right back. Take another look at the weather out there. I'm going to go out and see if it's raining yet here. I don't think it is.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stops across the country. Largest truck stop chains in the country, by the way. Make sure you stop on by and check out their food. They got great food in the restaurants there, as well as even the fast food. You can find a Wendy's, you can find an Arby's. Heck, you might even find something that you didn't expect to find, a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen in there. So there you go. But check them out, and you're going to be happy with what you see. Become a member of the Drivers Club, too. All righty, we're going to get it started with This Is My Town.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. Can't miss it, it's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jeannie, painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Phil there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep Wonder if that interstate's still coming through. Come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ. Well, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my place.
Montgomery Gentry, this is my town, and it kind of goes right along with what's been going on today on this Veterans Day, right, Kyle?
Exactly right, yeah.
And small town America, it's what it's all about. I remember my small town on Veterans Day, they had a big old parade, and the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts and the Brownies and the veterans and the guys that couldn't march were in cars, and other guys were being pushed in wheelchairs, whatever the situation was. And girls, too, let's not forget, there's a lot of women veterans out there, and we want to thank them for what they have done, too. All right, let me get on over here real quick and mention to you that we have got right in my backyard here in Florida, speaking of my town, Tropical Storm Etta moving closer, but still offshore the southwest coast of Florida. Wednesday and Thursday, it's going to move inland over the northern portion of the Florida Peninsula. Now, somewhere north of Tampa, it looks like it's coming in Big Bend, Crystal River, up in there somewhere. That's what it looks like right now. We'll be on the right side of it, so we're going to get dumped on in terms of rain. But Etta will bring tropical storm force winds, life-threatening storm surge, heavy rainfall with a potential of flooding. Oh, yeah, flooding always happens. Lowlands here. And further north, heavy rain may lead to flash flooding Wednesday from the southern Appalachians into the middle Atlantic. Okay, take us out west, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We did have one change since last hour, and this is in the northwest corner of Wyoming. This is near Yellowstone National Park, but south of Yellowstone National Park into the Grand Teton area, winter weather advisory turned into a winter storm warning. So be careful in this area. This, of course, is going to be east of Idaho Falls, basically, if you're in that area. And up in Montana, we've got a winter storm warning and winter weather advisory around Helena. But around Missoula, they've got that warning, and we had some snow on the radar earlier for them. And this projects all the way through northern Idaho and over towards western Washington near Spokane. We also, Captain, have frost advisories up and down the northern California coast. This is going to be pretty much north of San Francisco all the way up to the Oregon border. Freeze warning in the middle of California. This is in the Central Valley, south of Modesto, but heading all the way down towards Bakersfield. So if you're heading up California 99 or Interstate 5, you've got a freeze warning tonight. And if you're heading across the Cajon Pass, it also had a temperature drop. It went from 40 to 39 in the last hour. Winds about 4 miles an hour, but it is clear. We understand it's not going to be snowing or raining anytime soon for a while, so you should have clear sailing. That's really what we're seeing out west tonight, Captain. And, of course, so we're seeing some pretty low temperatures. I can attest to that. Where I'm at, it's 48 degrees right now.
Yeah, well, it's warm here, but Oklahoma, northeastern Oklahoma, got a frost warning and a freeze warning there going across eastern part, northeastern part of Oklahoma, east of Oklahoma City and Tulsa, over towards Fort Smith, Arkansas, and Fayetteville. Got some fog in the southwest corner of Minnesota, northeast corner of South Dakota, northwest corner of Iowa. Then up north and east of Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, Minneapolis-St. Paul, you got a winter storm warning up in there, as well as the upper peninsula of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and the northwestern corner of Wisconsin tonight. Winds all along the lake blowing up there, the Great Lakes, Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, Lake Huron. You've got flash flood warnings now in the mountains of Virginia, the mountains of South Carolina, mountains of North Carolina, And along the coastline tonight, you got a flood warning, watch rather, in North and South Carolina. Now, this storm, this tropical storm, Etta, I'm going to read the comments here from the system. Life-threatening storm surge possible Thursday along portions of the Florida Gulf Coast from Bonita Beach to the Stenhatchie River to includes Tampa Bay and Charlotte Harbor. Residents in this area should follow any advice given by local officials. Okay, we do have a tropical storm warning right here in my area right now. We could have tropical force winds 39 miles an hour plus expected late today along portions of the Florida Gulf Coast from Bonita Beach to the Suwannee River. They're also possible Thursday from the Suwannee River to the Ocala River. Interest elsewhere along the Florida Gulf Coast should monitor the progress of Etta as additional watches and warnings may be needed overnight. Now, this is a big-time rainmaker, and heavy rainfall from Etta is being dumped all across the southwestern part of Florida, as well as southern Florida. They've got areas down there over 20 inches of rain and still raining. Tampa, it's our turn today. Sarasota, Manatee County, Hardy, DeSoto County, Pinellas County, Hillsborough County, Pasco County, over East Polk County, Orlando. This thing is going to track over somewhere north of Tampa. Right now it looks like it's going to come in somewhere between Newport Richey and Big Bend and kind of make a right turn and then go up through the central part, I-75. By the way, Valdosta, you are not out of the mix. You could be in it next. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to Kyle Warren Show, and you can join me on Parler at Kyle Warren Show.
You got it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Meantime, somebody that's high and dry on top of the mountain up there in Tarpon Springs, and that would be Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Nice and dry up there today, right?
Yes, sir.
Won't be for long because it's going to pour. It looks like it's coming, and there's no way out of it.
Well, we had a big rain last night here, but we shall see what next couple of days brings us.
Yeah, it's got a lot of rain. This is a big-time rainmaker. It's not a wide storm, but where it's going to go into, there's going to be a lot of rain associated with it. And, of course, we're right there because the path changed between yesterday and today. It's now back over towards our area, more our area. So there you go. Now, the only thing I want to mention just to kind of tease and get it out there before we get started is the Supreme Court, of course, very much in the mix for what's going to happen next. I've had a lot of people say, well, they can just overthrow the election and we'll go from there. Well, here comes the music, so that won't work. But when we come back, we'll talk about what the role of the Supreme Court is in all of this. So everybody understands it's not about tossing out an election. That's not going to happen. But it can be about changing what votes count because of the fact they either weren't verified, weren't eligible voters, or maybe, get this, they came in after they were supposed to. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.